The retail sector is one of Australia's biggest employers, but a new survey's found that it's not always a positive or a safe experience for workers. Young women working in retail and fast food experience sexual harassment at rates higher than other industries. Alison Branley has the story.
For 19-year-old Cassie Mara, working in a major supermarket was not only her first job, it was also an introduction to sexual harassment.
I've had incidents where customers have walked into a store. One of them has tried to hug me before. He smelt of booze and he just walked up to me and reached his arms out. I've had customers grab at me. I've had customers leer. I'm stacking shelves and they'll just brush past you and grab at you, and you sort of like spin around and think, did this just happen?
A union of employees involved in the retail industry asked the Australian Human Rights Commission to survey more than 3,000 members following troubling reports emerging from the sector. It found women under 30 were most likely to be harassed, with nearly one in two reporting some form of sexual harassment. Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins says younger employees aged 15 to 17 were also at risk, with half of those working in retail and fast food experiencing some form of inappropriate behaviour.
So it really calls out retail and fast food outlets to start looking at the behaviour of customers and make sure their young workers know that they can speak up.
Those most likely to be harassing workers were men under 30, and more than one in three were customers. The Shop Distributive and Allied Employees Association is pushing for tougher laws to protect workers. Julia Fox is the union's National Assistant Secretary.
There's a lot of sexist jokes, there's a lot of leering, there's physical assault, a lot of touching, grabbing, groping, kissing, unwanted propositions. We need uniform laws because we do know that the customer isn't always right.
Retailers say they already have training programs and confidential employee assistance schemes in place to support workers and help them identify and report sexual harassment. Dominic Lamb is the CEO of the National Retail Association.
Our members and employers aren't receiving reports from their staff, and that's a real problem for us. We are the largest employer of young people in the country, and we want our people to be safe. What we need to ensure as an industry is that they have the tools that they need in order to make sure that their workplaces are safe.
Ms. Jenkins says employers need to be doing more, and the community also has a role to play.
Young people now are still growing up in a community where gender inequality still exists, where sexism exists, where social media images really value women and girls for how they look.
Like many workers, Cassie Mara didn't go to her employer for help, but says other young people should be encouraged too.
Alison Branley reporting there.